Who is Margaret?
Well, first of all, we just do a historical statement. It's Margaret Ada Lund.
She was Margaret Ada Van Gelder, and she lived from 1919 to 2013. For me, Margaret is my mother, but Margaret is Margaret when she has finished the obligations of a mother and becomes a friend and peer. For many years, I never called my mother mother. I always called her Margaret. And Margaret and I had got to the point where we were on first names. It wasn't her working title anymore. So she's my mom. She was a gay activist, a mom before there was gay mothers. She was known around the neighborhood. She did sewing for all the drag queens, made the best beanbag breasts in town. And she was there. She was there for the community of that time.
Tell me about when Margaret asks you to pose again, because Margaret is present early on, but then she becomes present again later on.
When I was in grad school, I asked her to model, and the problem was that my father would eventually find out and then there'd be hell to pay. So she said no. And I asked a woman, Doris, who I worked with, I was a waiter, she was a waitress, to be my mom's substitute. I never thought about it, but my dad died. He died first. Well, my brother died first, and then my dad died. The thing was that my dad died. I brought her here to the house for a couple of weeks just to get her away from all the moping and groaning going on. In the car, she said to me, "You don't photograph me nude anymore." And I thought, "I've never photographed you nude." "Well, sort of nude." So that was her response. I ignore this, it'll go away. But after being here 7 days and her going every morning, "You haven't done it yet. You haven't photographed me." That whole body of work is her commissioned body of work. I want to make it quite clear to everyone, it's not me projecting onto her or my mother or making my mother do something ridiculous at the age of 80. She made damn sure we did photos for the rest of the trip here.